Welcome back. This is an advanced composition lesson in Ableton Live, and we're going to use one of the most effective jungle and drum and bass cheat codes for tension and momentum. Pedal tones. A pedal tone is basically one note that doesn't move, usually down in the sub. It stays constant while everything above it shifts. The mid-bass riff, the stabs, the implied chords, the drum edits, the fills. The result is hypnotic, dark, and super forward-moving, because the listener always feels the same anchor, even while the music sounds like it's traveling. By the end of this lesson, you'll have the framework for a 32 to 64 bar idea that can become a full roller, constant sub pedal, moving mid bass that implies harmony without changing the sub note, stabs or pads that move the room, and a drum arrangement that gives the low end enough space to hit hard. All right, let's set the stage. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 175 BPM. I'm going to think in 170, because it's a sweet spot for jungle-style swing and modern punch. Choose a key center that's naturally dark on bass-heavy systems like F, F-sharp, or G. Then create four groups. Drums, bass, music, and FX or rises. Color code them if you can. And put your sub track at the top of the bass group. That tiny workflow habit makes gain staging and troubleshooting way faster. Now we build the anchor, the pedal sub. Create a MIDI track and name it SUB pedal. Drop an operator. Oscillator A is a sine wave. Keep the level conservative, like -6 to -12 dB, because jungle low end feels huge when it's clean and controlled, not when it's clipping the entire chain from bar 1. If you want the sub to be slightly more audible on systems that aren't pure subwoofers, you can add a tiny bit of oscillator B, very low, like -24 dB, using a sine or triangle. We're not making a bass sound here. We're making an anchor. Now add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Turn soft clip on, and drive it gently, maybe 2 to 6 dB. You're not trying to fuzz it out. You're trying to give it just enough harmonic handle so it reads consistently. Then EQ 8. Do not high pass your sub. That's not a badge of honor. That's you deleting the point of the sub track. Only do corrective stuff if needed, like a gentle dip around 180 to 300 if there's low mid bloom stacking up later. Then utility. Make sure the sub is mono. Either use bass mono or just set width to 0 if you're doing something more advanced. The club is mono down there. Your sub should behave like it. Now program the pedal behavior. Make an 8-bar MIDI clip. Pick your pedal note. Let's say F1 or F-sharp 1. Now you've got options. You can do whole notes, one bar each, for continuous pressure. Or you can do half-bar notes with short gaps, which creates breathing room and makes the groove feel like it's talking with the break. Here's a coach note. Treat the pedal like a gravity well, not just a held note. You want other parts to resolve into it at the end of phrases. That means your mid-bass and stabs should often land back on that pedal note, or approach it, right at the end of 2-bar, 4-bar, or 8-bar sections. The listener will feel the form even if they can't explain it. Now make it jungle-aware with sidechain. Add a compressor on the sub and sidechain it to your kick, or better yet a dedicated drum sidechain bus. Ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds so you don't kill the initial weight, and release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes in time. Aim for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. You want control, not obvious pumping. If you hear the side chain as an effect, you probably went too far. Advanced tip. Phrase lock the pedal with the snare. Jungle snares on 2 and 4 are sacred. Instead of only relying on side chain, try micro gaps. Shorten the sub MIDI note by 10 to 30 milliseconds right before beats 2 and 4. That creates a tiny snare window. The snare suddenly feels louder, the groove gets clearer, and you didn't have to boost anything. Cool. That's the anchor. Now we build movement around it. Create another MIDI track, mid-bass, Reese or Tech. Load wave-eatable. Saw on oscillator 1, saw or square on oscillator 2, detune slightly. Add unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, not too much. Then auto-filter in low-pass 24 mode, with just a touch of envelope amount so it has edge and shape. Add saturator and push it harder than the sub, 3 to 10 dB depending on how aggressive you want it. Then EQ 8. High pass this mid bass somewhere around 90 to 130 HE. That's non-negotiable if your sub is doing the job. If the mid and sub overlap too much down low, you'll get phase smear and your mix will feel weaker, not heavier. If there's harshness, notch a bit around 2 to 4K. Optional. Chorus ensemble, subtle, but keep the width energy above 200 HE. Then utility for width, something like 80 to 120%, controlled, not ridiculous. Now the composition move, your sub stays fixed, but your mid-bass implies chord movement. If your pedal is F, you can pull from F minor colors, F, Ab, C, Eb, for extra darkness, lean Phrygian, include GB, maybe even be natural as a color if you're brave, but use it briefly. And the big weapon, chromatic approach notes like E up to F, or GB down to F, that tiny semitone movement screams tension in jungle. Let's sketch a one-bar idea you can loop and then develop. Use 16ths, but don't fill every gap. Jungle needs air. Think syncopation. For example, F2, Ab2, C3, Eb3, then any 3 that slides into F3. Turn on glide or portamento in Waveedable, around 40 to 120 milliseconds, and overlap the notes slightly, so you get those little slides. The listener hears harmonic story, but their body is still locked to the unchanging sub-pedal underneath. Another coach note here, keep the pitch constant in the sub, but let timbre evolve elsewhere. Over time, automate the saturator drive on the mid-bass, or move the filter cutoff, or add subtle LFO filter motion after distortion. Constant pitch, evolving character. That's how you stay hypnotic without getting boring. Next up, stabs or pads that move the room while the bass stays put. Create a track called Stabs. You can go classic with simpler in one-shot mode using a stab sample, or build a synthetic stab in operator. Then shape it with auto filter, and map the cutoff to a macro so you can perform tension. Add amp with a short decay so it punches like a stab, not a pad. Add a reverb, small to medium size, decay under 2 seconds, pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the transient speaks before the wash. Then EQ 8 and high pass around 150 to 300 HC. The stabs do not get to pollute the pedal zone. Then utility and make stabs wide, like 120 to 160%, because width belongs up here, not in the sub. Now the harmony trick. Write chords that change over the fixed pedal. Over an F pedal, you can hit F minor as your home. Then shift to a DB major flavor chord like DB, F, Ab, which shares F so it feels connected. Then an Eb color, like Eb minor or Eb major depending on your mood. Then return to F minor, but add an upper tension tone like GB or E for a nasty edge before you resolve. And here's an advanced twist. Think in upper structure chords. Keep the sub as F, but your stabs can be Ab major, which implies a richer F minor color like an FM9 vibe without you literally spelling it out in the low end. Or use little E diminished fragments for danger right before a turnaround. Jungle harmony is often about implication, not full chord stacks. Now, drums. Because pedal tones will expose low-end clashes instantly. If something is wrong, the pedal will tell on you. In your drums group, build a kick, a snare, and an amen or top break. Use a drum rack for one-shots. For the amen, drop it into simpler, slice by transient, adjust sensitivity until it slices cleanly, and convert to a drum rack if you want to rearrange and program edits. Critical mix decision. Decide where the kick lives. Either keep the kick fundamental above the sub, like punch in the 90 to 120 region, or make a very controlled low kick with a strong transient and let the sub do the heavy lifting. What you don't want is kick and sub wrestling for the same exact space with no plan. EQ your amen or top break with a high pass around 120 to 180 HE, depending on how dense it is. Then tame harshness around 6 to 10K if it's biting. If you want glue on the drums group, use glue compressor, attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Jungle wants punch and motion, not a flattened drum boss. Now arrangement. This is where the pedal tone becomes a narrative device, not just the bass note. Here's a 64-bar template that works. Bars 1 to 8, intro tease. Use tops and a filtered break. Keep the pedal sub off, or heavily filtered if you want a hint. Mid-bass is just a couple notes. Tabs are sparse. Bars 9 to 16, pre-drop tension. Bring the pedal in quietly, or even only on bar 16 as a warning shot. Increase break edits and fills. Automate the stab filter to build pressure. Bars 17 to 32, drop A. The pedal locks in fully and consistently. Mid-bass rolls with movement above it. Stabs do call and response with the mid-bass. Every 4 bars, add a 1-bar drum variation. Jungle momentum comes from small edits that keep the loop alive. Bars 33 to 40, breakdown or interruption. Remove the pedal for 2 to 4 bars. This is huge. If the pedal never stops, it stops feeling powerful. Let a stab reverb tail bloom. If you want metallic tension, use corpus on a rim or perk to create that nervous, resonant energy. Bars 41 to 64, drop B. Bring the pedal back hard, but make the section darker by adding more chromatic tension in the mid-bass. That's where you flirt with GB and E against F. Use fewer stab chords, more negative space. Add a second brake layer quietly to increase urgency. Now some pro automation moves. Automate utility gain on the sub with tiny ramps, like half a dB to 1 and a half dB into the drop. It's subtle, but it reads as impact. Automate saturator drive on the mid-bass to make drop be nastier without rewriting the whole riff. Automate reverb dry wet on stabs, wetter in breakdown, drier in the drop. Let's level up with a few advanced variation ideas you can steal immediately. 1. The two pedal handoff. Stay on F for 8 to 16 bars, then briefly switch the pedal to E for 1 bar, then snap back to F. That major 7 tension is instant oh what's happening energy, and it's perfect before drop B or a turnaround. 2. Ghost pedal. The sub drops out, but the mid layer still reinforces the root with harmonics, so the listener feels the pedal even when it's gone. That's a great way to make breakdowns feel weightless but still connected. 3. Rhythmic pedal displacement. Keep the pedal pitch fixed, but create a repeating accent pattern like a 3-3-2 feel in 16ths. The rhythm creates forward pull against the amen without changing the drums. 4. Call and response between pedal and anti-pedal. Bar 1. Subpedal present. Bar 2. Subsilent, but a mid-bass note an octave up hits the root on offbeats. Repeat. That alternating density is extremely effective at 170+. Now a couple quick warnings. Because these mistakes are common, don't change the sub note too often. If it moves, it's not a pedal tone. Keep it stable at least 4 to 8 bars. Don't let mid bass and sub overlap below about 120 Hz. High pass the mid, keep the sub mono. Don't chord the low end. Harmony belongs in mids and highs. The sub is an anchor, not a jazz pianist. And don't leave out pedal interruptions. The absence is part of the hook. Before you keep composing for hours, do the 1-minute discipline check. Solo drums and sub at low volume. Then put utility on the master and flip to mono. If the sub vanishes, wobbles, or suddenly feels inconsistent, fix phase and overlap now, not later. Later is how you end up with a track that only works in your room. Last thing, a quick 20-minute practice, because skill comes from reps. Pick F sharp as your root. This audio version is shortened for playback.